Howdy everybody out there, this is Big Beefin.
This is JP, and I am one third of that Big Beefin show.
This is Aaron Rollins.
What you doing, boy?
You stopped listening halfway through. I knew your podcast. It's a Yogi Bear reference, but that's not the fucking point, man. That's bullshit. That's not what I meant, damn it. Fuck, you never mind. Never fucking mind, John. You don't want to fucking walk your fat ass and don't walk.
There you go. See? That easy.
What you doing?
Jumping on. Looking at stuff real fast.
John, been enjoying your puppet videos?
I hope so. I was like, I might have to do this shit offline. Every time I try to do it. My mom pops on. I'm like, hey. And I'm like,
you've been playing a little fish, and he's like, where's my dad? And then he's watching.
Talking about his pants down to his ankles and shit. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to jump off on this.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. I guess Aaron played mom one episode of our podcast, and she was like, I didn't raise y'all to talk like that. I'm like, yeah, no kid. We're not going to walk around the house and say, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we're not going to say that shit in front of our mom.
Yeah.
We'll say it to each other, though.
Oh, Aaron.
Yeah.
Spilt the beans.
So he was, we went out to eat this weekend with him and his girlfriend. And it's like, after all the stuff he's told us about her, how the hell am I supposed to be hanging out with her like everything's fine?
Well, like, Shane, I'm starting to think he's a professional victim. Because, like, three times in a row, I've been watching y'all. Okay. One was like, my girlfriend's beating me. Then it's like, I took the COVID vaccine. I feel real sick. Then the other one is like, I might get fired. I was like, Aaron, I'm starting to think Shane, he likes people feeling bad for him or some shit. He's like, he gets off of it.
Who knows?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, if he heard this, he'd probably be like, that shit's not true, damn it. I can't control it. a lot of times, he also doesn't understand when we're just fucking around, man. I don't mean this shit. Like, nobody wants him to suffer, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to bust his balls a little bit. Or a lot of it, I guess. You know, John gets it, too.
Yeah. It was just funny. He was like, she beats me. I was like, Aaron, you act like you got a black eye or something. Like, she beats you, or mentally beats you. Maybe he means mentally. Like, it was like she calls him names or something. I don't know.
I ain't gonna laugh. I was laughing my ass off when I took that picture of him eating that.
I was laughing. I was like, everybody's getting big. COVID got people getting big. And Aaron. And John. And me. Well, I'm not going to lie. I think I gained like 15 pounds doing this shit.
John leans into it. He's like showing pictures of his topless, like, or wearing a crop top or whatever the fuck it was he was wearing on that.
Yeah. Look like he's on Grindr and shit.
A damn TikTok. Well, I mean, it worked. People were looking at it, but, people look at train wrecks too. That don't mean they fucking need to happen, you know?
Like, yeah. They're like, their mouth's open. They see that shit happening.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He ate a whole ham in one sitting.
See, that's what he needs to do. He needs to start doing like eating videos where he's just eating crazy shit. I don't know, boy. He was talking about their Christmas parties and all that. And he was like, yeah, you know, it's like the normal party thing, nacho cheese and little smokies. And I'm like, John, nobody wants that shit at parties. You need to step your game up, damn it. I'm tired of going to fucking parties with little smokies and fucking and nacho dip. Make something else.
All that nasty shit.
Yeah, it's the stuff we had when we were kids, man. You're a grown up. Make some new shit.
John thinks that shit's a cuisine, Shane. Wow, good shit.
He's like an Italian all of a sudden. It's a little smoky. A nacho cheese.
Yeah. The best one, where he got mad, well, he didn't get mad, his wife got mad because We heard about, like, one of John's family members, they invite him to some nacho party, and they're supposed to be hoity-toity. I said, John, nachos is not hoity-toity. And what it seemed like, yeah, they tossed chips on a table and shit like that. I said, John, if that's hoity-toity, I don't know what to tell you, boy. That's
what peasants do. Peasants share food. Oh, hey, boy.
Here's John. Ooh, oh, he's a hat thing. The Chevrolet boy. You got us just in time. Talking shit like always. You know how it is, boy. You're late.
Oh, damn. You really are rocking that fucking crop top.
John, God damn it, boy.
Hot. She like it hot in the house, man.
Okay.
I can't do it. It's too hot. I'm like, hey, I'm in a crop top.
God damn it, boy.
That's like the kind of shirt we had to wear when we were in a middle school in athletics. We had to wear shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Well,
gay as hell. We had to do that shit.
Air out, but it keeps you cool. Yada, 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 all that good stuff.
It's basically like a mankini. It just covers your chest. It's just like a bikini for men.
It covers my boobies, though.
Well, whatever makes you happy, man. I'm not here to judge you.
Yes, you are. Yo, just do it. But my guy, we'll just do it.
Yeah.
Biggest budget, Theron.
I don't know. I think he's down at my mom, so I don't know if getting him on right now is the best idea. Yeah, so why is everybody pressuring me to get the fucking COVID vaccine? Everybody's pressuring me to get it. I got to get it.
Who's pressuring you?
Coworkers. Like, nobody wants to come over to my house this weekend for D&D until I get it.
So, wow.
So what you're saying is everyone got it but you?
Two of the people I work with got it. They got the vaccine.
So
did he feel sick or did he? Because Aaron acted like he was going to die. Like he was like, my body's shaking. I tell you how I feel tomorrow. Am I alive? And I was like, Aaron, come on.
No, they reported mild. The guy said he had a little bit of pain in his arm, but he always has pain in his arm when he gets shots. And the girl said she didn't feel shit.
It's like a flu vaccine. You'll get a little sore and shit.
Yeah. I thought Aaron worked in the medical field. That's why I was like, you never heard that before? When you get a shot, you might get like your shoulder might hurt for a day or two or something like that? I don't know.
Are you saying you have a second thought, Shane, about the vaccine?
I don't see the need in it. What, am I going to die from the virus? What are the chances that I die?
What was it, like 5%, 10%? What was it, Daniel? What was it, Daniel?
I was talking about that last time.
It depends on all these things, Shane, you know. You're in reasonably good health, right?
Yeah, I don't have any underlying health issues that I know of.
That's what the new people said. Young man died from undiagnosed symptoms.
Young man died from diagnosis? Oh, God.
From an unknown, undiagnosed, whatever might be wrong with him. But, damn.
Oh. What?
You won't get it?
I mean, if they ask me to do it, yeah, why not? I'm not scared of needles, boy. Bring it on.
How about being scared of needles, Daniel? It's being scared about the little microchips in that vaccine.
No, you believe you're fake news, boy. You listen to that fake news, got you acting crazy.
No, I'm not worried about fucking microchips. I just don't know if I need it. That's all.
You're looking kind of pale right now, Shane.
Huh?
This might be the lighting, John.
It's just because I'm white.
I don't know. You got a better camera, John. You got lighting, John.
Everybody tells me I look like shit here lately, so something's fucking wrong with me. Everybody's seeing pictures of me like, you look like shit. You look tired. Something's fucking wrong. I don't know.
You've been working from home, right?
Huh?
See, the light's not on you, so now you don't look as white. You know, but if the light was on you, you looked like real pale.
Yeah, everybody's telling me here lately I'm looking like shit. I mean, I need a haircut. I don't know.
Well, you've been working from home though, right?
No, I only worked from home one day because I had a runny nose.
So is this what's coming down to, Dale? If you don't got the vaccine, you're excluded from everything now. Oh, you're
well. Well, Shane said that's how it is right now towards him. They don't want to hang out with him and shit at all.
No, that one guy wouldn't even go, like the lunch group that I go to lunch with. Nobody fucking wanted to go today. I was like, we just went on Friday. We went to an arcade. And they're like, no, we're good. I was like,
you're unclean now.
You scare us, Shane. You got to get that vaccine.
I just don't think I need it. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't seem like it's that bad. They don't get on my ass when I don't get a flu vaccine every year. I did this year. I got the flu vaccine because I didn't want to get sick and everybody think I had COVID. That's why I got the flu vaccine. And I think it's a great that they have the vaccine, and I'm glad people are taking it, but I just don't know if everybody needs it.
But there's not enough in, I think, Tarrant County or Dallas. They got 46,000 more, and they said that's still not enough. People are getting it for free, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, these guys, they went and got it for free. They went and got the first dose. I don't know, you know, how the second dose is going to work. I guess they got to give them the second one. But,
doses you got to take?
You got to take two.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. For real?
Yeah, you got to take one shot, and then 30 days later, you got to take another one.
Well, that's gay.
Yep.
Oh, look at John's TikTok light. How you like it, boy? Is it good?
Famous.
So, John, what's next in the TikTok wheelhouse? What are you working on?
I need characters. I see a lot of people who start out doing TikTok. They do random videos, make opinions, do funny little skits, stuff like that. No, and they make funny, like, you know, they make fun of people's videos. They make their own jokes and stuff like that. But then you start developing your own character. So that's what, like, the guy who pretends like the guy gets on his knees, pretends to be his own little kids, talking to his kids and shit. So I need to start making up like my own storyline.
Yeah, you'll see. And the only people that I've ever watched like viral social videos, it's always hot chicks. I don't fucking watch what guys do. But the girls, what they'll do is they'll be talking and then they'll pretend to be somebody else, like they're their mom and they're yelling at them, or they're a friend, or they're like the nosy friend, or, you know, some bullshit like that. You know, so I guess that's what you should do. You know, you should just imitate what the women do. Just be like a woman.
Just like what Dale did, like, you know, hey, honey. Yes, what's wrong? Oh, I want to ask you a question. What is it, honey? You know, like, that's what they fuck. That's what men do, you know. As one guy, he gets good. He goes, hey, honey. Yes, honey. And he's fucking down. He's like,
Well,
I think you just got your biggest laugh from us. That's good, though.
When he does his son, he's just on his knees with a backpack, real tight, going, Father, Father.
Hey, well, you know where that all came from, boy. They all came from Martin, because Martin played like eight fucking characters on that show. He played as a little kid. The snobby chick, and a whole bunch of people.
On the other side, Shane, there's a guy on there. I think you would find him hilarious. He's always only talking about DC and Marvel, and he's always doing skits with DC and Marvel. And it's funny, like when he does like Batman, he wears a black shirt. He's playing a red he's playing Robin. He wears like a green shirt. Then he's playing like Jason Todd. He wears a red shirt. It's funny as hell. He makes some funny videos. I got some of his different stuff, but he's very funny, very knowledgeable about all the characters. He just did one today, was Flash talking to Green Arrow, and they had an argument, and they're like, Flash, how'd you get your powers? I was in my lab late one night, and apparently I fell over and tripped all the chemicals known to mankind, and a bolt of lightning came to my fucking window and shocked me, and all of a sudden I got powers.
Yeah. What the hell?
That's pretty much it.
He was in his lab late at night. They tripped and fell, all chemicals done to man. They just tripped. Oh, my God. And apparently some lightning bolt, you know, one out of a billion came flying through his fucking window and shocked his ass.
Yeah, I want to see either the 90s show or the new one. They threw in, like, one of the chemicals was, like, some kind of special thing. In the new one, it was the proton collider went off. And collider, along with the lightning bolt and all that shit, is what started his powers.
So breaking news, Shane. Hopefully you know about it. What's going on? I saw it on Twitter. I was doing something else. What's this I hear about the Batman Beyond? and making a movie.
So they're talking that they're going to, instead of focusing on Ben Affleck, they're just going to focus on Michael Keaton being Batman.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
He was the best one anyway.
Now you get to play.
Well, okay. Christian Bale did good too.
So here's the thing. I think Michael Keaton was like the best Bruce Wayne, and like he was crazy as Batman. But I think that I didn't like his costume. I don't like the '90s costume. It looks dumb to me.
Because the neck thing didn't literally he had to move. He could have bent his neck or anything like that.
And they said like the first day when he turned his face, the glue on the mask like peeled his skin off, and he was like, you know. And they're like, okay, just turn your whole body next time. And so whenever he did his karate moves, like you notice he's keeping his head straight, but he's moving all of his. Now Christian Bale, that Batman had the best story. Like the story in the movie, the way they did the movie was really cool. But the way he played Batman, the way he played Batman was ridiculous. Going around, what are you doing? Where's the bomb? Where's the detonator? Like, okay. Like, yeah. You need to back off of that. Affleck had the best look, but the story wasn't that good. Martha, like that. No.
He always looked tired. They made fun of him. It was like, was he fucking tired that month? Was he on a divorce that month?
Yeah. No, Batman was down on his luck in that movie, Daniel. Superman shut up. He was down on his luck. He's like, oh, shit. I'm not top dog anymore.
Yeah.
He was a little sad that movie.
Yeah, Justice League, they said when they did that movie, he just looked tired the whole time. Like, he's talking. Even he was talking tired. It was just crazy.
Okay, so in the Justice League movie, they were filming it right after they did Batman versus Superman. Well, the reviews were coming in, and they weren't good. And so
he was sad. Yeah, I forgot.
He thought that this was going to be, you know, this was going to be the flagship movie. He thought they'd beat Marvel, that this would be the top one, and that everybody would be, you know, like he'd be the next Robert Downey Jr. That's what he thought. Like, I'm going to be set for life. I'm going to have 10 movies. I'm going to make millions of dollars. I'll do whatever I want. And then the reviews, you know, I mean, it was 37%. And he's filming the other movie. And then on top of all that, Zack Snyder, the director who they believed, his daughter kills herself. And Zack's like, I can't do this shit. And he leaves. And they're like, okay, well, what are we supposed to do? And they're like, well, you know, Joss Whedon did the Avengers, and that made a lot of money. Let's just bring him in here. He knows comic books. And Joss Whedon already said that Avengers 2 was the hardest movie he ever did, and he never wants to do another movie again that's related to superheroes. And they fucking bring him into the Justice League, and he fucks it all up because he doesn't know what to do. He's like, oh, let's bring back the old Batman music. Let's throw in some jokes. Let's get rid of the Green Lantern. Fuck that. They don't need the Green Lantern. No Darkseid. Get all the Darkseid out because we don't want to rip off Thanos. And let's put in Steppenwolf. Oh, and let's don't use the cool alien Steppenwolf design. Let's use this shitty grandpa fucking Steppenwolf design. Nobody knows who the fuck Steppenwolf is. Why are you making Steppenwolf your Justice League villain? That's dumb as fuck. It should have been Brainiac or, you know, Darkseid himself, but not Steppenwolf. That's the dumbest shit you can do. Steppenwolf is like the mid-boss level. That's not the fucking final boss.
Yeah.
Like, and then Superman shows up, and of course he kicks his ass in one punch. He just fucking breaks Steppenwolf in one hit. It's like, yeah, of course that was going to happen. It's fucking Steppenwolf.
Yeah, and Superman punching his ass.
Yeah.
I'll take Barda over Steppenwolf.
Yeah, bring in Big Barda. You know, bring in the Furies. That would have been way better.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Fuck out, everybody.
How's the animated series so better than the real movie sometimes? It's crazy.
Well, I think the animated, first of all, Bruce Timm and everybody at WB, they're really into they stick to the source material. They're inspired by the comics. But when Zack Snyder came in there, the only comic book he had read was The Dark Knight Returns, which is, you know, it was in the 80s. It was gritty as fuck. You know, Batman's this big fucking tank. He's, you know, he's angry all the time. He's pissed off. And, you know, nobody wants to see that shit all the time.
I like, Shane, how they said, like, the Christian Bale Batman Begins, like, when someone died, it was like, oh, they died because, like, circumstances. Like, when the truck tipped over, like, you know someone probably died, but it didn't say it. But in the Ben Affleck one, you know he was fucking killing people with a fucking chain gun. Is going off on the Batman car. He's like, yeah, people are dead.
It's going off, rockets flying.
If you remember that Michael Keaton one in Batman Returns, he gets one of those circus goons a fucking bomb. He's like, here you go. Gives him a bomb and runs off. And the guy just blows up. Nobody cared about that.
But yeah, that's true. And no one said, well, Batman doesn't kill. Well, Batman kind of just pushed it upon him. He just happened to have a bomb on him.
I want to say somebody did the numbers. And Affleck, like that movie, Batman vs. he had the most kills. But if you combine the other two movies, they were still just as high. It wasn't like they were that far behind him. So, you know.
I like the suit.
Affleck had the best suit.
Yeah, but I like the build that Ben Affleck had. I like the build, I like the suit.
Yeah.
Christian Bale's suit, I liked it. It was tactical, had the gadgets on it. I like that. It was cool. The Michael Keaton suit, you know, it just was, you know, plain Jane, cool. You know, I thought it was okay. Now you look,
Robert Pattinson.
George Clooney.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's the other one, Shane?
Val Kilmer.
You look at those two suits together. I mean, like, why they have to have that hard nipples? You know, going on the.
Shane told you the reason they did that. Not the nipple part, but why everything was bright green neon. It was because to sell toys.
Yeah,
and of course all the kids are like, "Yeah, that's badass. I want the lime green." Glow in the dark Batman. Yeah. And
it worked. Those movies, as shitty as they are, they made a fuck ton of money. Like for the time. Like I remember when Batman and Robin or Batman Forever came out in 95. Man, I remember going to the theaters and the line was wrapped around the fucking building, man. And you know, it was just because it had Jim Carrey in it. You're like, oh, Jim Carrey's in a Batman movie, and you know, Tommy Lee Jones and Val Kilmer, it's gonna be good. And
oh yeah, that one. Yeah, so how was like Two-Face laughing like the Joker?
Yeah,
and did you have Jim Carrey? It didn't match. It didn't even match at all.
Yeah, it was but they made that movie for kids, man. They didn't make that movie for us. They made it for we were kids at the time. Yeah, but
Jim Carrey did play a good Riddler. He did have the look of Riddler. He did have the look of it of a thin guy. With his little cane, the jacket, he looked like him. He looked like Two-Face. I mean, Tommy Lee Jones looked like Two-Face. Looked great. I just didn't like the acting.
Yeah, the laughing.
He looked great as Two-Face. He looked great. It's just the acting part. Like, it's all right.
Too corny. It's too corny, boy.
Yeah. Too
corny.
Well, I
could... there's like that one part. He's like, don't kill him. He won't learn nothing. And I was like, okay, this is corny as fuck.
Yeah. Not those movies do not hold up. Who knows? Maybe 20 years from now, we'll look back at the Avengers and be like, yeah, that shit was corny. Like, I don't know.
We're in an animated scene. Like, when Riddler did, like, a riddle, like, he had quarters. I'm like, oh, headquarters. Is this? They had a riddle on there. Like, three or four people there, like, had to help him. I was like, oh, yeah, this means this. And you got the fucking butler, like, you would figure it out. Oh, yeah, this means this. I was like, get the fuck out of here, Alfred. Go give us a fucking tea.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to lie, but Alfred was supposed to be, like, pretty smart. Wasn't he Secret Services?
He was MIB, or I'm sorry, MI6. He was the British... British CIA. MIB was the fucking middle
class. We know. I was like, oh god.
No, he was MI6.
In each movie, Alfred was cool. Well, the Christian Bale, he was a good actor. That guy's a great actor.
Master Wayne. I never wanted this for you, Master Wayne.
The other Alfred, he wasn't over there fixing the car or you know anything like that. You know, he just was like, oh shit, you know, we're in trouble. You know, even the Alfred in the Val Kilmer and George Clooney movies. He was just old man, you know.
Oh, shit. This comic book popped up. I don't know if you ever read it. It was a one-shot or something like that. It was like, it showed like Batman like asking for Alfred like on the mic. And Alfred was like, he picked him up. He's like, well, another night like this. And like Batman dies and he has to go to this room where there's clones of Batman. I was like, what is this? I was like, this is crazy. I didn't know about that.
It sounds like, I know Darkseid had tried cloning Batman at one point. I don't know if that's that, though.
Yeah, I need to look for it again. That was pretty neat.
I'm out of the loop. I'm not saying I'm behind. I'm just out of loop right now of everything. Is everything still about the metal DC still?
Yeah. So now they're doing like the metal heroes. Like there's metal Superman. He's like this fucking rocker guy. The metal Wonder Woman, who's got like a mohawk and shit. They've got metal. I think they did metal Nightwing. I think he just came out. They've got metal Batman, where he's got like this trench coat and he's riding this motorcycle with bones and shit on it. It looks like a giant bat, and he carries this big old fucking guitar on his back. I don't know. Everything's metal now.
Oh, so I love it, Shane. When people are finding out about Nicolas Cage Superman, yeah. It's like, y'all didn't know about this? Like, yeah. People push pictures like, was this really about to happen? I was like, yeah, they spent money on that, and yeah. It did happen. Nicolas Cage was ready for it.
There was one test video where he's putting on the suit, and he had a wig on, you know, to make it look like he had long hair. And from a distance, I was like, yeah, I could see him pulling off a 90s Superman. But when they show the close-up photo, it looks like shit. Like, goddamn, yeah. Man.
I can't believe I think that's why, Shane, they said, like, producers and stuff need to stay away from movies. Because you heard about it, right? They want him not to fly anymore. They want him to run so fast.
Yeah, no. Kevin Smith, he talked about it when he went to go meet with the producer. He was like, I don't want him wearing that cape. And Kevin Smith's like, you don't want Superman to wear a cape? He's like, no, the cape's gay. I don't want him to wear that. Okay, so no cape. Because I don't want him flying either. You don't want Superman to fly? No flying. That's dumb. It's dumb. Nobody likes that. Okay. Superman, no cape, no flying. Anything else? Yeah, you know what? I don't like the blue costume. I don't like that. I don't like that blue costume. Get rid of it. And Kevin Smith was like, who do you want this movie to be about? Because that, you know. So what Kevin Smith did, the compromise, he had, like, he got a new suit halfway into the movie. And anyways, they brought in Tim Burton, and Tim Burton, you know, did his own thing.
Yeah. But you got with me, Shane. I know Joe Dirt's a stupid movie, kind of funny, but he said the one funny thing about it, he said that was kind of true, was like, it's not what you want, it's what your customers want. And that guy did not do what the customers want. He just wanted, like, his own shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he wanted a big spider in the fucking movie. And so when he made Wild Wild West, at the very end of it, he put a giant fucking spider in there.
Yeah, made no sense at all.
Yeah. So.
Spider.
Yeah. Comic book movies, they're interesting.
Loveless.
What, Shane? Like, you know that Superman movie, the one I forgot that main actor. You think out of all the Superman movies, you think that one might have been like the one that was pretty good compared to the other old Supermans and stuff like that?
You're talking about Superman Returns?
Yeah.
It's kind of boring. I mean, the movie was fine. He didn't really have any. Well, I remember when I went to go watch that movie, and I was thinking, oh, the reviews are good. Like, this is going to be tight. And the whole movie, I'm waiting, show Christian Bale. That never happened. Never happened once. And then, he didn't really have anybody to fight. Like, they showed somebody with a chain gun shooting him with bullets, and, like, a bullet hits his eye. And I was like, that's cool, but I kind of knew Superman could do that. And then it's just like Luthor being like a shady businessman. I mean, the movie's okay, but it needed a villain. Like, he needed somebody to fight. Like, he just didn't really have a challenge. It's like, oh, you're gonna lift this island up. It's made out of kryptonite. That doesn't make any fucking sense. But
yeah, it didn't wear nobody at all. And where did that actor? That was his only time as Superman too, was it?
No, they brought him back last year on the TV show. They Crisis on Infinite Earth, he becomes Superman again. They go back to that universe. And in that universe, everybody's dead. He's the only one left. Like Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, they're all fucking dead. It's just him. And he's kind of pissed off about shit. So he gets the suit back on and goes out and helps save the day. But he was only in like two episodes.
How you like the new Superman though? Is he okay? You think he's pretty good?
Too short. You talking about on the TV show or in the movie?
The movie one.
Oh, Henry Cavill? I think he's okay. Yeah, he's good.
Where people were getting mad because they found out he was British or something like that. They're like, he needs to be American. God damn it.
He was born on Krypton.
Yeah, he's an alien.
Roger's really big into Superman right now. He's watching it all the time.
I see that picture where he's flexing.
Yeah, he's over there doing it.
Totally. Get more flexing over here.
Yeah, and I don't know where he's getting that from. He's not seen that before. I guess so. We watched the old Superman cartoons from the 40s, and in the beginning it says he fights for truth and justice. It doesn't say the American way. He says fighting for truth and justice, and that was before World War II. Mm. Now, when they get into the episodes that took place during World War II, the shit's a little racist. Because he's killing, and all the Japanese guys are like, "Oh, hi!" And like Superman shows up.
You see the comic scene around that time?
Yeah.
Ooh boy.
Yeah. But the crazy thing is, they didn't give the Germans that kind of look. Like, they didn't do anything shady to the Germans. It's just the Japanese that they fucking, you know, were all racist about.
But that was Pearl Harbor, Shane. They deserved it. Yeah.
That's why they locked them up in those camps. Like, hey, you got to go. Why? You just got to go. We need you in this camp. We don't know what you're up to. You could be a spy. I've been here my whole life.
They even made a show on that, but it was too woke. And I was like, I watched two episodes. I was like, come on, guys. This is supposed to be like a horror type thing. Y'all made it.
I wish they would have done a thing, Shane, with like Justice League. When Batman walks up to Darkseid, you know, I want to see Henry do it also. You know, he's walking up to Darkseid like, but you can take it. This is a rare opportunity to cut. Like, I love that part. He's walking up to Darkseid saying, no, you can fucking take it. I'm about to let you have every bit of it. I want to see Henry do that to Darkseid. I bet that would have been a fucking epic scene. I probably would have saved the movie.
That was the last episode of the Justice League Universe cartoon. The old one.
Oh,
Superman said, he's like, all this time I've been holding back, but you're the one guy that can take it, can't you? And like, he just starts beating the fuck out of Darkseid. And poor Batman, like, Darkseid launches the Omega Beams, and Batman's like fucking running for his life. He's jumping and dodging, doing everything he can to get the fuck out the way.
Man, you gotta think, Shane. Batman is not scared, he's composed, but you gotta think, oh, fuck. I think Batman's like, oh, every moment could be it, man. Like, oh, shit. This could fucking be it.
Shane, you told me one time, like, he acted like a whole bunch of shit was going to happen, and Batman was acting all calm, but Superman could tell because his heart was beating fast. He's like, nah, he's not calm. He's fucking nervous.
Yeah, he could hear his heartbeat, and he could see the sweat coming off of his body. Like, he could see it coming off of him.
Well, you know, Shane, I watched that Apocalypse movie, and I'm still thinking, Batman, that was on you. Why'd you let that fly? Why'd you let the shit fly, Batman? They're looking at you like, hey, Batman, can we do this? No, not really. Well, we're going to fucking do it. Batman, that's on you. That's half your fault, Batman. You let that shit fly, man. You know?
Yeah. I guess he just was like, you know what? If Superman wants to, like, I guess I really can't stop him.
That's why I don't believe. Batman said, no, we're not going to do that, Clark. You're going to do it. You're going to do it by yourself. No, we're going to think, no. Like, that made no fucking sense, you know?
What I like is how they gear you up for it. And then they don't show you what happens. You go 5 years later and everything's fucked. Like, everything got destroyed. Like, oh, that didn't go according to plan.
Awful.
I guess they want to take pity on the kids. That's why they let Shazam live. Don't kill the kid. Let the kid get away. Lose a little fucking leg. Make him lose a leg. But let him fucking go, you know?
Yeah. It's a good movie, man.
Same thing with Damien, don't kill him off. He got away too. No, Damien didn't go, did he? He didn't go.
I think he made it all the way to the end, right? Yeah, he went back to be the League of Assassins. He went back to the new Ra's al Ghul.
He didn't go. He didn't go to Darkseid, though. I mean,
no, he was pissed. Yeah, remember Nightwing went to go recruit him. Nightwing's like, yeah, we gotta go to him.
And Nightwing was fucked up. You know, he was fucking. He dead. He died. And he was fucked up. And I mean it's a fucked up all fucked up.
Yeah. I like how Etrigan went out at the end. He was like, he did the little rhyme right when he's fucking going to his death.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Shane, that's a good twist. I didn't see them doing it that way. Uh-huh, you gonna fucking fight my dad. I didn't see that coming. That was kinda cool. I didn't see that coming. That was a good twist.
Yeah.
Darkseid's all fucking pissed. Like, who the fuck are you? That's the cool part.
Yep. So, it was good. Yeah, he had to fight off old, what's that demon's name? What's his name? Trigon? Trigon.
So, wait. So, So I gotta watch again. The plan was for them to find Turley somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, old gods versus new god, I guess, if that's, you know. In the comic book, you know, they can't really kill Darkseid, so he comes back like as a little baby. And then Batman finds out, I don't know how. He finds out and he captures him and he hides him. So he's got little baby Darkseid hidden down in his cave. And of course somebody fucking finds out. And now they're going to go get little baby Darkseid. But it's kind of cool. They're carrying around little baby Darkseid and he's got his little goggles on to keep the Omega beams from coming out. And yes, little baby Darkseid.
Wow. Find the flash button. Batman, what's this? What? Baby Darkseid. What the fuck, Batman? What, man? It's my business. You know?
Yeah. But the best one, there's a lot of them, but there's one with, like, he asks Batman to destroy all these, like, stones that make him crazy. Yeah. He's like, don't worry, they're all destroyed. And Superman leaves. Then Batman opens up this fucking case. There's a whole bunch of them in there. Yeah. He's like, just in case, I need to fuck him up. I was like, God, Batman doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
I got that one. They went on a whole mission to find all the kryptonite on Earth and destroy it. At the very end, Superman... Oh, you have this. Just in case. Batman's like, thanks. There's a piece of shit in there, tough pile he has.
Yeah, there was an issue of the Outsiders where Nightwing's leading the team and Superman shows up and he's like, hey, I don't like what you guys are doing here. You need to clean up your act. Red Hood's a junkie. You need to get him off your Red Arrow. Red Arrow's a junkie, you need to get him off your team. Straighten this shit up. And Nightwing's like, don't tell me what to do ever again. And he like taps to his belt like he's got a little kryptonite ring. And Superman's like, are you saying you got a ring? Is that how you want to do this? And Nightwing's like saying, he's like, yeah, I mean, if that's what you want to do, if you don't leave, then that's what we're going to do. And then all the other heroes are like, oh shit, you know, were you bluffing? And Nightwing's like, don't worry about it. And Superman leaves, and then Nightwing's like over the corner, he's sweating and shit, and he, sure enough, got a little fucking ring. He's got a little kryptonite ring.
Oh, yeah. God damn.
Yeah.
He's like, shit's about to get real bad, Superman. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Comic books are crazy, man. I'm a little behind in them, but I did read all the metal stuff. I wanted to know who that metal Batman was. I wanted to know about it. So
he was on top, and you know how they do, Shane. The villains go up, they're up top, and heroes win, and they kind of, you know, level out, you know, villain wise. You know, I hate they do that. You don't stay on top, but it's like wrestling. You get to the top, and you stay there, then. All right, we need a new villain. All right, we got to level you out, you know. And
I mean, yeah, you know, John Cena can only be at the top for so long. I mean, they had him in there for 12 years. That's long enough, you know. Yeah. It's time for somebody new, and then they get Brock Lesnar in there. I mean, it can only last for so long. They got to get somebody new.
Man,
like Rock Shane, it took a minute. Like he was famous, but he had that little stunt where he did movies by himself, and they were like, what was it, John? There was like three movies. They were like, Scorpion the Rock. King. Yeah, Scorpion King. There was a kid movie. And they were like, Rock needs help, guys. We need more characters. Then after a while, he became the movie star. He can hold a movie up by himself now.
Yeah, he needed more action movies than this stupid Scorpion King. What the fuck did they put him in Scorpion King?
Yeah. The animation was bad. They were like, come on, guys. Y'all fucked it up real bad on that one.
I don't think John Cena is a great actor. I just don't think he's a good actor, you know.
Oh, so I watched that documentary on Chris Benoit. Have y'all seen this?
That's new, is it?
Yeah.
Is it sad too, just like the other
fucked
fucking
up,
one?
Man. So I'm gonna go ahead and spoil it for y'all because whatever. Yeah. But he gets it's a combination of things. Eddie Guerrero died and his heart, that was his best friend. So he's devastated, right? He was also taking steroids, but, you know, that's that. He was drinking and taking steroids, and he had undiagnosed CTE, the concussion thing the football players get.
Yeah.
He had a very bad case of that. And one night, him and his wife got into an argument or something, and he had, you know, I don't know if he choked her out or if he punched her. And, like, a couple people found out about it, and they did all this stuff to try to make it better. Lo and behold, she gets back with him, and they had a kid together. And one night, I guess he just snapped, and he grabs her. You know, Chris Benoit is a pretty jack. I mean, he's a pretty big boy. I mean, he was short, but he was built. He grabs her arms. He pulls her arms back, puts his knee into her back, and breaks her spine. And then she's dead. Then he goes and puts a plastic bag over his kid's head, fucking kills him. Little 6-year-old kid. And then he gets onto his computer and he Googles one of the resurrection stories from the Bible, like some like Ezekiel or somebody, how they brought their son back. And he's Googling like how it works, like the rituals or whatever you needed to do. And then he just went out to his gym, trapped one of the ropes from the weights, the pull down weights around his neck, and he kicked the fucking bar off and it just snapped his neck.
God damn, man.
Yeah, so when that first they were all, when the story came out, they said, oh, well, you know, it was roid rage. He had roids. But they brought in a brain scanner. The WWE brought a brain, because they didn't want to say steroids were that bad. They brought in a brain guy, and he was like, no, he was fucked up from concussions. He had like 23 concussions, so he's messed up.
But he was always, that was the bit back then, Shane, is taking something to the head. A chair, table. Through a table.
The floor. Yeah.
Talked about that in the documentary. They had to ban that afterwards. No more chair shots to the head. All that had to end.
Well, I mean, like, well, look what happened to, I'll give everyone's name right now. We the People. He did, like, We the People all the time. He was with that guy with the beard. Who, like, fucking, Assembly Sam.
Tag team? Or what was it?
No, not Jack Swagger. No, Jack Swagger, right?
Jack Swagger.
He would always put his hand over his chest. He would always put his hand over his chest and say, We the People.
I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
Hang on.
Why they get mad at him for?
Well, he was on the rise. He was going up. He was on his way to the belt. And took a chair shot in the head, got a concussion. He's out. You know, and that also happened to who was that? I'm trying to remember what the name, but another guy, he was on his way up again to be chair shot in the head. Well, you're out, you know, we gotta get someone else. And it just sucked.
When did he stop doing tax? When Mankind had to do that bullshit? That was awful.
Yeah. I think they stopped that with Mankind. I think that Undertaker Hell in a Cell match, I never saw tax come out after that.
Yeah.
That's one of the
Shane. The one of the best videos to watch, you can always find it on YouTube. I always watch it like maybe once a month or so, is The Death of Superman, where they had like Elijah Wood and
that's a good one.
More. That is a good one. Where they're like talking about that comic book and like a whole bunch of shit happened and people hated the comic book, hated DC for like a few years. Their stock was down a couple of years because of that. Because that comic book people had, they were like, this could be worth money one day. He's dead. Nope.
He's back. Fuck. 1 year later.
A month later. Yeah.
I like how he's talking about what happened to Green Lantern. And he's like, meanwhile, Green Lantern's doing some crazy shit. And he goes fucking crazy and blows up a fucking city.
Yeah. I think it was his own fucking city.
Yeah.
He just. I mean, but, you know, Shane, they were trying to make it shocking. And they're like, the death of Superman. I was like, when did he keep back? I don't know. It was crazy.
They had to do whatever they could, man. The Marvel was killing it in the 90s. Like, you had to up the game. You had Todd McFarlane, Jim Lee. What was that guy that made Deadpool? I can't remember his name. But, yeah, all these guys over at Marvel were fucking making these badass new designs, and DC had to dig deep. Let's just kill off Superman, damn it.
And here come the replacements. Send in Steel. Send in Superboy. Send in Cyberman. There was Cyborg Superman. There was Steel, Superboy,
Eradicator.
Huh?
Oh yeah.
He had the Bret Hart glasses and he's exterminate.
Yeah, Superboy, yeah. But what's crazy is it was true what they said. It's like after that, everybody came back. Like people from Marvel died, they came back. People from DC died, they came back.
Yeah, Green Arrow, everybody that had died, the Flash, everybody that had died, they brought them all back. So it killed death. Didn't really kill Superman, just killed Death in comic books.
Yeah.
Superman wasn't dead. He was regenerating.
Like, it's like one that it was like a couple of years ago, like a newer comic book. They're like, Nightcrawler died. It doesn't matter. alternate universe, he's gonna be alive. So it is like, you know, it is, it's not shocking anymore.
Yeah, there's nobody. They even brought Jason Todd back. That was the only one that I was like, well, they'll never bring that fucker back. Like, nobody liked his ass.
Hey, brought him back and back. Make
the Red Hood now.
So, like, made up ship. So he went to the Lazarus pit, brought his ass. I don't, it was bad. It was like, come on.
No, they.
In one of these movies, I don't know which Marvel movie, I don't think they're going to do it, but what would be the odds if you're watching a Marvel movie with Skrulls again, and then they go, they're imitating heroes the whole time, and they go dig up Tony Stark, and they try to be a dead body Skrull in there?
I would think, I mean, that could happen, because they, in Captain Marvel, they showed that Nick Fury was a Skrull. I think what's going to happen when Doctor Strange and Spider-Man go to the other dimensions, they may find a Tony Stark there or something like that, you know, like an alternate Tony Stark or something.
Pop up like two times in there, like.
Yeah.
Well, you remember the ultimate Tony Stark? He had a twin brother.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was all his suit was like actual like a suit, but it had powers or whatever or something like that. It was. Yeah,
they played around a lot with the Ultimates. I liked Black Hulk. Black Hulk was funny.
He had the big knuckle glass, the big brass knuckles that said Hulk on them.
Yeah, the best one. If no one's ever watched, you gotta read that one. He's fighting War Machine. Went to go recruit him. Basically, flipped him off. So I'm not gonna go with you. They get into a scuffle. He kicks War Machine's ass. War Machine thinks he's leaving. No, he just jumped in the fucking air and grabbed the airplane and dumped it on his ass.
Yep.
Best one ever.
No, my favorite Ultimates was in the comic book when they're fighting the Hulk and Thor's like, well, what are we supposed to do? Like, we can't beat the Hulk. And then Captain America looks at him. Captain America's all fucked up, his face all beaten and shit, his eyes swollen. And he's looked at him. He's like, just hit him till he drops. And I'm like, all right, I guess that's what to do. And they just beat the fuck out of the Hulk. Like, they had no. And then in the cartoon, the Hulk's beating the shit out of him again. And then Captain America points at him and says, hey, we're not done yet. Runs up there, gets one hit on him.
That shit was good.
Ass out of the fucking thing.
It was like, you know, Dan wasn't going to do anything, but it was cool seeing it. And Captain America just, like, we're not done yet. Well, hits him fucking hard. He does move his head when he gets hit. It was funny. Yeah.
That was the best in that movie.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I do miss in the Ultimates comic book, he beats the shit out of
Ant-Man,
because he was beating his wife. He's like, you feel like a man? He thought, oh, it's Captain America. I get big, beat the shit out of him. Man, Captain America fucked him up.
Yeah.
Took his knees out, hit his throat, fucked him up.
Yeah, that was the thing, you know, that in the movies, they don't really explore the problems the heroes have. Like, they don't get into Iron Man's
office.
I kind of hit on
it. It would have been nice.
They don't touch on Pym being a wife beater. Like, they don't even mention it. Like, oh, he loves his wife. She's been gone in the universe forever. Like, in the Pym-verse or whatever the fuck it is. And, you know, they don't even touch on that. You don't really get into, you just don't get into the bad parts about the superheroes. You just get, it's all the, you know, the heroic stuff, you know? So.
Still good. It's around that time. It was still pretty good comics for the Ultimates.
Yeah, no, I liked the Ultimates. They were good. The Ultimates were good, but the way they ended was terrible.
Yeah,
I didn't like. Somebody told Thor, they were like, "Stop talking that way. You don't have to talk like that." And I was like, "Well, I'm done. I can't read this shit no more." You know. But then they killed off Spider-Man, and I was like, "Okay, well." You know, and then they just killed everybody. And then, like, Magneto reversed the polarity in the Earth. That killed half everybody. But the coolest death in the Ultimates was, like, the Thing, Ben Grimm, shows up to Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom is like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm killing you. And Dr. Doom is like, no, you're not. And, like, Ben Grimm just walks over and just crushes his helmet with his fist. And he's like, yeah, I am.
Yeah, out of fucking nowhere. I was like, goddamn, Grimm. Thing got tired of that shit.
Yeah.
Like,
when Namor wanted to kiss Invisible Woman.
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. Potato said, no, fuck that. We're not going to do it. We're going to go to war over this shit. Fucking Namor brought his fucking army. All right. Let's go fucking war.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sue Storm was being a little bit of a, she was kind of a hoe in that one, man. Like, hey.
Yeah.
And tell Mr. Potato, hey, bro. He hit you up to kiss your wife, bro.
Well, dude, it's like he didn't bring nobody. He was just—he just brought literally this Fantastic Four, and he brought the whole fucking the ocean, the fucking. He just wanted one kiss. That's all he wanted.
Oh, like that little—it looks badass. Like the his fucking army he brought. I'm like, oh fuck, the Atlantean army is pretty fucking epic.
Yeah, you think they'll ever do a Namor movie? Think they'll do a Namor to compete with Aquaman?
What I rumors, Shane, is I don't know for sure. Actually, they said that Wakanda is the arch enemy of Wakanda is Atlantean.
Oh, okay.
That's what they were telling me. So that's why they're saying that Mexican guy they got for the next Black Panther movie could be Namor.
Oh, okay.
I gotta find out myself. They try to say that they're actually bitter rivals is Wakanda and Atlantean. Atlantis, I mean. So
I don't know how Namor, how popular he'll be because, you know, in the DC movie, Aquaman, he's got like long hair, a big old beard. Namor's always got like this shitty flat top and elf ears and wings on his feet. I don't know if Namor can
fucking get rid of fucking wings on feet. Get rid of that shit. You know, pointy ears, you probably got to keep. The hair, you can smooth that shit out.
Well, let's get him long hair. He'll just have like really long, straight hair or something like that.
His power is just being a fucking king, almost. Almost, right?
In the water, he's got like really, he's really strong in water. Like, he's like as strong as
he's
the Hulk.
Like the yeah, he's like real strong.
Yeah. In water, he's like really, really strong. So, have y'all noticed in comic books, if you have a character, it's usually a sidekick, sometimes a superhero, but if they've got red hair, in the comic books, when they show up in a movie or a TV show, it's not somebody with red hair no more. It's usually a black person. Have y'all noticed that?
I have.
Jimmy Olsen, Mary Jane, Iris West in the new Flash movie, the new Batwoman. I mean, the list goes on. Perry White, the new Jim Gordon in the Batman movie.
Wow. I mean, yeah.
If you're a redhead, it's not looking good. Starfire in the comic, like they now she's an alien, so I'll give them that, but
why haven't the gingers got mad about that yet?
Even wouldn't you think that would say something like, hey, gingers unite, like ginger lives matter or something like that? Like, hey,
they might give you a redheaded character, you know. Even the Little Mermaid to make it into a
Yeah, Little Mermaid.
Is this still going? Is this still going to make it like that? Or?
I think so, yeah.
I haven't seen a trailer yet. They've been talking about that shit forever.
Those movies, that's easy money, Daniel. They've already got the story. All they need to do is just make the digital artwork.
They've been fucking up. Look at Mulan. I haven't seen Mulan, and they said they got fucked up.
But I bet they still made money on Mulan, even though I didn't watch it. I'm sure they made money.
Garbage. Tell me, that movie was garbage,
man. Yeah, John watched it.
All the way.
Gene, I told a guy at work, if they don't get that song to be a man, I don't want to watch that fucking movie. And he watched it. He's like, guess what, Dato? It's not fucking in there. I was like, well, I'm not watching that fucking movie.
Yeah, you only watch that movie for that one song, to be a man.
You know? It's fucking epic, man. So
yeah, it's a good song. At the end of it, they're all, huh, huh. I watched it the other day with Roger, and he's going around, huh, like doing all the moves and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, that movie hit the fan. That was a good this old school Disney movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does JDF live in Dallas?
I think Austin.
Okay, because like someone told me I thought he lived in California, but he had a bunch of dojos. But I'm like, that fool is always in fucking Texas though.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably got land in both. I think he's got like a ranch somewhere in Texas, but
like his financial plan is awesome. I'll just ride this out. I got my dojo. Fans want to see me. They're gonna pay almost $500 to let me sign some shit, and then I'll start. He started this thing like no comic book store left behind. He just fucking showed up to a comic book shop. Boom, boom, boom. There I go. You know, he's a great guy. I'm not saying anything wrong. But he's a great guy. You know, it's just he has a great moral standing in that he loves the things. Like The Rock, you can tell he actually loves his fans.
I mean, you know, he kind of knows his place. He's not trying to do anything more. He knows his niche. He's just going to be Green Ranger for the rest of his life. I remember when we went to that one Comic-Con that he was at, and I saw him at his table where he was taking his signatures. I mean, John, that fucker had, I mean, he had at least 10 G's on him. I mean, it was a fucking wad of cash. And they weren't like, they didn't have it like in a safe or some shit like that. He just took the money, threw it in his wife's purse, like a big old fucking wad of just hundreds, and just threw it in her purse. Like, hey, that's just money. That's our money for the day.
He didn't talk about his wife a lot.
When we saw her in Austin, like, she looked really hot. But now that I see her, she, you know, something went wrong. I know she had some plastic surgery.
Still married, though, right? I don't see the ring on his finger. I see her videos and stuff.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they don't believe in that. You know, some, you know how those fucking hippie actors are. There might be some weird shit.
Yeah.
So he tried to sneak his daughter into the Power Rangers series, though.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't he? Like, he calls up Saban. He's like, hey, you know, I'm getting a little old for this, but my kid.
It's like,
you do a Power Rangers episode. Oh, I'm getting up there. Let me pass my coin off to my daughter. Script set right there.
And then, you know, old Mr. Saban's like, yeah, but she can't act, bro. And he's like, yeah, I couldn't either. And they're like, oh, yeah, you got a point. It's fucking Power Rangers.
Yeah, I still can't believe they used to do, like, multiple episodes a day. Yeah. It's crazy.
What is it, 5 or 6 episodes a day? 5 or 7, they do?
Yeah. That's easy money. Well, the craziest part about me for the whole Power Rangers thing is Red Ranger, Yellow Ranger, and who was the other one? The Black Ranger. We're all like, oh, they're not paying us enough. We need more money, or we need to be involved in the show more. And the guys were like, oh, is that what you want? And then next season, you get an Asian as the Black Ranger. You get a black chick as the Yellow Ranger. And an Australian as the Pink Ranger. Like a whole cast replaced instantly. They're like, okay, you want more money? Here you go. Go find another fucking job.
And that guy, remember he said he talked about that. Like, his brother got on the show. He's like, man, I need more money. And Tommy was like, Jason was like, man, don't do it, man. Don't do it. You're going to get fucking killed off or something. You go be off the show.
That's what happened.
Tommy, Jason saw, he saw the easy money in it. He's like, just make your paycheck. You'll be good.
That's a great saying. Just make your paycheck.
that's why he was there the fucking longest.
Yep.
Billy was there for a minute.
Yeah. Poor old Billy. He said they picked on him for being gay.
A podcast that JDF is talking to him, and he goes, you remember when you snuck into my room and you locked me on the balcony for 4 hours? Yeah, that was funny, right? That was funny. He goes, nah, man, come on. You know, I'm sorry. Like he caught JDF in a fucking embarrassing moment. He goes, man, I apologize. I'm sorry, man. I apologize. I know you did, but he was shitty. I'm out. Oh, come on, man. Come on.
Who did that to him?
Come on. He did it to him. He's like, come on.
Who did it to
JDF did it to the gay guy, Billy Yost. He did it to the movies. Locked him in his fucking room for 4 hours.
Oh, man, we were young. You know, I'm sorry. You know, he apologized big time.
Can you imagine? You imagine your Blue Ranger like, hey, guys, it's not funny, guys. Guys, open the door. Guys, it's not funny. Open the door. 4 hours later, guys, come on, guys. This is bullshit.
Oh, hey. Boy.
He said Yates said in the when they did the Power Rangers, the Mighty Morphin movie, he said through the whole movie, he was flexing the whole time to look muscular. So the whole movie, that's why he's like this the whole time. Because he said the whole movie, he was flexing the whole
time.
Yeah.
Wow. I believe that. Well, when they first filmed that movie, they took the glass out of their visors because they wanted to see their face. And I guess somebody came on set and was like, that looks like shit. Put their glass back in. Like, this looks dumb. You can actually see a video of it online of them not wearing the visors. I'll see if I can find it.
Was it so they could see their faces? I mean, because like actors, was it because of that? Or they wanted
to see the actor's face.
What did it make? I don't know.
You know that they have a fucking TV show. You know what they look like.
In the TV show, the actual Power Rangers were people from Japan. It was Japanese people.
Yeah, that's true.
But in the reboot, I know there's a when they're in their suits weren't like just the eyepiece was showing. In the reboot, the whole face could show it when they do the shield part on their face. So in part of the movie.
Oh yeah.
So, but I heard they're doing another reboot though, another Power Rangers reboot. Doing another one.
Oh, they are? Ooh.
Ghostbuster movie. They said they could push come out. Are they holding off on it now?
Hold on. Oh, the Ghostbuster? Yeah. I guess the pandemic, everything, they don't really know what to do about it.
So I don't like how far along they were in it or anything.
Wait a minute, they even showed a trailer. Did it even come out?
I don't know. I don't think it did. I think they pulled it back.
Huh.
Yeah, that movie came out.
I know that they were talking to I forgot the fucking train of thought. There's another movie I was gonna tell y'all about they were trying to do. And like I said, the pandemic hit and just fucking shut it down.
Well, it's not letting me share the picture like I used to be able to, but I sent it to y'all.
All it's showing is that stupid one they showed, the all female one.
Yeah.
All things aside, I would get the female Ghostbusters. I'll get them done a movie. All right, guys. First one sucked. Here, y'all get one more shot. Yeah, one more crack at it.
John. So,
I guess when I was a kid, I liked the Ghostbusters, but I didn't like. I remember watching Ghostbusters 2 when I was a kid, and I was like, "Yeah, it's kind of dumb," and I just wasn't. I'm not a huge fan of the Ghostbusters, so my expectations were already low when I went into that movie. And when I watched it, I was like, "Yeah, it's kind of dumb." Like it wasn't, but I guess like fanboys were like pissed. Like, how dare they do this shit? They ruined Ghostbusters. I'm like,
It's still that.
It's time. Ghostbusters. It's supposed to be kind of dumb. Like it's not. I guess like people like when I get mad about in Batman versus Superman when Superman goes to the spaceship and Batman's like, I'll go find Martha, and I was like, bro, Superman could have done both. Like he's fast enough, could have done both. Like I get mad about that, and people are like, shut up, just enjoy the movie. I'm kind of like that about the Ghostbusters with the women. I'm like, you know, it's not that bad. Just shut up and get over it. But some people get fucking pissed about that. They don't like that movie. I when I watched it, I was like, yeah, it's okay. I didn't think it was that good. I didn't think it was that bad. You know?
What was the other movie you were talking about, Shane?
The Power Rangers?
No, the other one before Ghostbusters.
Oh, Batman vs. Superman?
Yeah. What was wrong with it?
Oh, I didn't like the fact that... When Batman and Superman, when they make amends, when they shake hands, they're like, you know, hey, sorry for kicking your ass, Superman. I was a little confused. And Superman's like, well, I got to go find my mom. And Batman's like, no, I'll go find her. You go to the ship. Well, enough time. It took Batman so long to get to Martha. Superman could have just went and did both. He could have went and saved Martha and went to the ship. Like, it didn't make any sense. Like, what was Superman doing the whole time that Batman was fighting the goons?
Was that like a trust thing that Superman was giving to Batman, like, all right, Batman, go get my mom. I want to trust you. Shane, you and me, no, I'll do it. No, I'll do it, bro.
I mean, the guy was just holding a spear up to your fucking chest, getting ready to throw it in there. And you're like, and you're investigating because you're like, oh, I think Batman's a little too extreme. So let me go look into this. And if he is, I'm going to tell him to stop. And sure enough, he's like, all right, Batman, don't do this anymore. Like, when they put your light up, don't answer it. And Batman's like, you bleed, motherfucker, you know, and Superman's like, okay. That was a little weird.
I like the memes on it, Shane. It's like, when the big brother talks shit to you, to the little brother, like, the big brother leaves the room, he's like, do you bleed? And he's like, what? He's like, nothing.
Wait, John, was that you when Daniel was picking on you? Were you around the corner saying, do you bleed? Planning how you're going to defeat Daniel? Because I know it was fucking Aaron. Aaron was definitely Batman in that movie. Aaron was fucking Batman all the way. He's ready to cut my ass. No doubt about it. He was fucking Batman. I was telling Aaron, you know, don't answer it. And Aaron was like, do you bleed? You will. Like all gritty and shit.
Shane, Aaron knows old news. Me and John still laugh. I bring it up to John. We still laugh about the part where you manipulated the psychiatrist. You're like a kid, a good kid. Like, he's like, you've been manipulated to the psychiatrist.
I'm sorry, Aaron, listen to this. Like, but Aaron made it sound so dramatic. Like, he made it sound like saying that you manipulated the psychiatrist. Like, oh, look at this young man. He's not lying. Look how truthful he is. Aaron, you might be over-exaggerating. Look at, you know, it's just a young man here. And Aaron made it sound like that you actually manipulated the psychiatrist.
When I went in there, I had to go in there because, you know, Aaron's having some issues at school. It's no secret. And the woman's like, hey, you know, we've been having a few sessions and this has come up. And I was like, yeah, I was kind of a jerk. But I haven't lived there in 2 years now. I'm doing my own thing. I'm sorry. You know, it is what it is. And he was like, I knew that shit was bullshit. You weren't really sorry. You meant it. I was like, God damn, man. Like, I guess there's no
Shane, this like say like the puppet show of doing like, oh, I'm trying to break John. I want to break down crying. Not tipping at this shit. I like Shane. I'm doing it for fun. I'm not like beating it. Like, I want y'all to start crying for this shit.
Yeah, it's not. You're not pushing somebody to break them. You're just fucking around.
Those shows, you know? Daniel's puppet shows would be good, Shane, if my mom wouldn't quit jumping in every game.
Yeah, I've been noticing that. Daniel's talking about that at the top of the show. How she's like, you know, yeah, that's funny. Like, you're talking about my son, but that's funny, I guess.
Daniel to pull back. I'm gonna talk shit. Oh. Yeah,
man, yeah, shit. I can't go full blow shit. Like, I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna do this. And I'm like, hey, mom. I was like, hey, all right, everybody, I gotta go.
It's kind of fucked up this today. We're playing with the kids before they go to bed, and Sarah's holding Roger, and she's like, well, at least we got one good one. And I'm looking over Riker's like, man, that's fucked up.
Wow,
that's poor Riker, because he's been kind of cranky here lately, and Michael will do this shit where we'll just be minding our own business. And he'll come up to us and he'll be like, like for no reason, just flip out. And so you pick him up and he's cool for a little bit. You send him back down, he'll turn to you. And like, it doesn't make any sense. Like,
where did he look that from, Shane? Did he see some kid doing it? Or he's kind of like, just want to do it for the hell of it?
I think he just wants us to look at him, you know, because Roger's doing all his little, you know, cute, funny shit. And Riker's like, hey, what about me, damn it? Like, you know, just like, look at me.
Hey, Shane, it sucks. I still haven't met Riker yet. Sucks, man. Like, well, pandemic hit and everything will get sick. I'm like, I still haven't met the little sucker yet, you know? And like, God dang it.
Maybe one day we'll roll out there. Man, you know how it is with fucking kids, man. You got birthdays out the fucking ass. You're always going to a goddamn birthday, you know, parties and shit. Like, I mean, every weekend since Thanksgiving, I've been with my family. Like, that's the most it's been in years.
Gene, did y'all tell you he finally called me up saying I was like all right about everything? Because his wife's family's like catching COVID, like it's going out of style.
Gene, it was the day before my birthday. Gene, it was December 28th. And we got a call at 8 o'clock at night. What was it? Anthony got it. Victoria got it. Jesse's got it. Nadia's got it. Someone over here got it. On the dad's side, Minnie's got it. Dave, Big Dave, Grandma. I'm like, God dang, man. Like, it just went shit up.
And Shane, just because of the party, Shane, they can't go without a fucking party.
I mean,
oh, I wish we could. We're about to have to wrap this up. But one of my uncles, like the uncle that's actually done pretty good for himself, he's taking a trip up to Washington to contest the election. Like him and one of my cousins, they got in the car. They posted on Facebook, we're going to Washington, D.C., boys. I was like, oh, God. He's like, we're going to go save the election.
Real quick.
Shane, it's going to be a shit show, Shane.
Wednesday, right? Wednesday, just going down?
I guess he's leaving now. They left today.
So happy I'm off on Wednesday. I'm going to turn CNN on, and we're showing it. It's going to be a shit show, Shane, the whole day. People are saying, you Shane, I know, Shane, you can't do it. But they're saying, I hope they march someone in there and arrest Rick Perry. What's the governor of Texas?
Abbott?
No, the senator.
Oh, Ted Cruz?
Yeah, they're saying, like, I hope they march in there and arrest Ted Cruz for treason. Like, it's not treason. He puts a finalize it. He just ain't going to do it. They're not going to arrest a man right there on the floor. They don't fucking do that. And It's gonna be a shit show, Shane. Shane,
that's like China shit, Shane. Where they like kick out a senator, is like, you're out. They literally carried him out of the place.
You see him in their suits, just getting.
Shane, if when that shit happens, Shane, if I ever see that, Shane, man, it's gonna be over, Shane. It's done.
I don't know if y'all remember this, but years ago when we were in high school, y'all remember the ag teacher Kip Wharton? Y'all remember him, the one that screwed John in the election? He told us that when they were young, there was some kind of farmer strike because they were gonna start getting rid of the subsidies or whatever, like they do for farmers. And he went up there with his tractor. Like everybody drove their fucking tractor to Washington D.C. And he said it was fucking pure anarchy. As soon as they got there, the shit hit the fan. Like tear gas came out. Like everything went bad. And that was in the '70s.
You're gonna see. I know you're gonna see Black Lives Matter. You're gonna see Proud Boys. You're gonna see Antifa. There was no one of your groups, Daniel.
What do you mean? That's all your groups except for one.
They said you're gonna see all that. You're gonna see military out there, Shane. I mean, that's what I expect. I think it's gonna be like pure chaos, Shane. Pure chaos.
Shane, well, I hope one day John will find out. Like, I know John doesn't like the American flag anymore because he's with the bad people. But I hope John learns to not have hate in his heart anymore towards Americans. Maybe one day, Shane. Maybe one day.
Daniel's over there crying. He's like, John, why do you hate America?
Like, John's burning the flag. I'm just like, why, John?
John, you know he's talking about his next puppet stuff. You know he's puppet stuff right now. You're gonna be burning the flag, and then he's gonna say some shit about you not tipping. He's like, I gotta burn the flag.
All started from him not tipping.
And the little boy will come up and say, "Daddy, what are you doing?" He's just shut the fuck up or some shit like that. And then your mom will sign on. She's like, "Oh, John wouldn't burn the flag."
Give us a little mini flag with the John. This one thing a big flag. Like, damn, goddamn.
Yeah. No. All right, we're gonna have to wrap this one up, y'all. I gotta go.
All right, guys. Yeah, have a good one. Bye.